This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by me, Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control, and now you can listen to it on the go. So, let's dive into today's top stories. May has been a good month for the Indian economy, with the composite PMI, or Business Activity Index, climbing to a 13-month high of 61.2, despite the war with Pakistan negatively affecting the operations of some companies. Ishan Gera writes that following the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the US, Indian exporters rushed to fulfill orders before the new tariff rates kicked in. Dutch investment major Prosus expects a five-fold increase in the current $10 billion value of its India portfolio in under 3 years. Fabricio Bloisi, Prosus CEO, in an exclusive interview to Chandra R. Srikant and Tushar Goyanka, said that five companies from its portfolio will launch IPOs this year. Prosus has invested in 30 to 35 new age companies in India and will continue to look for opportunities in payments, e-commerce, food delivery, and adjacent sectors. Among its well-known investments are Swiggy, Meesho, Rapido, and PayU. IndusInd Bank has sought details of assets and liabilities of middle and senior executives in the backdrop of SEBI, putting some key management personnel under the scanner for possible insider trading. Brijesh Kumar reports that the bank has set May 31st as the deadline for executives to submit relevant information. Last month, SEBI sought details on all whistleblower complaints and minutes of the audit committee of the board. On a day the Nifty closed lower by 0.82% at 24,609.70 in the wake of the uncertainty rippling across the globe, Indian defence stocks were outliers. The positive spillover of Operation Sindoor pushed up the Nifty Defence Index by over 2%, and some stocks shot up by over 10%. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers rose almost 11%, making it the top gainer in the defense index. With yields on 30-year US bonds and 40-year bonds in Japan crossing 5% and 3.5% respectively, Joya Springwala writes on what the global route in bonds means for Indian equities and bonds. She writes that despite the economic and financial turmoil, Indian debt and equity markets are better poised than peers. India is open to offering tariff concessions on smartphone imports from the US and EU through trade deals. Adrija Chatterjee reports that since smartphone imports from these two destinations are negligible, a tariff reduction comes with minimal risks. The same concession, however, will not be extended to a country such as Vietnam, as it's an important producer of smartphones. Shubhangi Mathur has a piece that GM, corn, soya and walnuts are expected to be among the top points for negotiation in the India-US trade deal. In response to the legal challenge by Turkey-based Celebi Airport Services against the government's decision to revoke its security clearance at Indian airports, India's Solicitor General Tushar Mehta has told the Delhi High Court that Celebi had direct access to aircrafts, cargo and VIP movement. He emphasized that in matters of national security, it is impossible for the government to give the affected party a hearing or reasons, reports Ya Rukullah Khan. Ride-hailing cab services are faced with a new regulatory challenge after the Central Consumer Protection Authority issued a notice to Uber India over its feature which allows users to confirm a tip before a ride. Bhavya Dilip Kumar and Kristen Matthew Philip write that this feature, which is common to all major aggregators, originated with Bengaluru's Nama Yatri that was built on the government-backed ONDC. The tipping feature, which aims to incentivize drivers, has come under regulatory scrutiny after the Union Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi termed it unethical. The religious pull of Baba Kedar has been drawing more Indians than Jim Corbett Park's Big Cats or Naini Jheel. More Indians are turning towards religious destinations in the Char Dham circuit and away from the usual holiday destinations of Nainital, Mussoorie and Corbett, writes Ishan Gera in our data story of the day. He writes that Uttarakhand's pious destinations have drawn in over 1 million tourists in just the first 20 days of the Char Dham Yatra season. And finally, with India's multi-layered air defense system defending our skies so successfully in Operation Sindoor, check out an explainer by Hemant Abhishek on how India's AD Shield compares with Donald Trump's recently announced plans for Golden Dome, an American sky shield, and Israel's Iron Dome system. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.